With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. If you fear the U.S. is getting dragged into another forever war, this time in the Mideast, War Secretary Hegseth says you can put those fears to rest.
Epic Fury is different. It's laser-focused. It's decisive. Our objectives, given directly from our America First president, remain exactly what they were on day one. These are not the media's objectives, not Iran's objectives, not new objectives, our objectives, unchanged, on target, and on plan.
In his morning briefing, to quote Hegseth, today will be the largest strike package yet, just like yesterday was. He says our capabilities continue to build, Iran's continue to degrade. Operation Epic Fury is 20 days old as of today. President Trump threatens Iran with dire consequences if it launches more attacks on a liquefied natural gas facility in Qatar. The president's threat follows an Israeli strike on Iran's South Pars natural gas field and Iran's response. Oil prices continue to rise, fueling an ongoing increase in gasoline prices here at home and abroad. Brent crude, the international standard, is around $115 per barrel. Gas prices now average $3.88 a gallon nationally, and that is up 4 cents from yesterday. Democrats' refusal to fund the Transportation Security Administration is seriously snarling air travel, as airport screeners who are not getting paid are not showing up for work. President Trump's Homeland Security Secretary nominee, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, says the impasse is putting our homeland at risk. He likens it to playing with fire. On Wall Street, the Dow down 318 points. The Nasdaq is off 235. This is SRN News. A Bible expert issues a warning.
Bobby Grunewald is founder of YouVersion, the most popular Bible app in the world, and he says artificial intelligence isn't ready for prime time. He tells the Christian Post that YouVersion is using AI behind the scenes, but does not make it available to users because his staff has found that, quote, the best model with the best performance misquotes scripture at least 15% of the time, others as much as 60% of the time. Michael Harrington reporting.
An Arkansas law mandating that the Ten Commandments be prominently displayed in public school classrooms has been struck down by a federal judge. Last year, seven Arkansas families of various religious and non-religious backgrounds filed a lawsuit challenging the state's new law, naming six school districts as defendants. While the judgment blocks the Ten Commandments requirement, it is unclear how broadly it can be applied. This is SRN News. One Texas city is closing in on emergency water restrictions with trouble just around the corner.
Leaders in Corpus Christi say reservoirs are dropping and demand keeps rising. Authorities say there are two scenarios that could trigger a level one water emergency by May. Now, the city does not have a plan for how to curtail water use in case of emergency, and forecasters expect little, if any, rain from July through September. City Council has voted to push ahead with major well projects, even without permits. Jason Walker reporting.
A tiny Southern California desert community has tied the highest March temperature ever recorded in the U.S. The 108-degree day in North Shore, California, comes amid the record-breaking winter heat wave in the Southwest. More details at srnnews.com.